This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really great to be having a chat with Michael Roach, of course, your University of Dublin student president, ahead of the student protest against the increase in student fees outside the Dáil tomorrow evening. Michael, thanks so much for taking the time to have a chat to me here on the Hub on iRadio. It's great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you as well.
What was your initial reaction to the government's decision to increase student fees by €1,000 this September? We've been talking a lot about it here on the Hub on iRadio.
I suppose my initial reaction was something like shock, to be honest. I suppose a lot of students, when they read the programme for government, when it was released about 6 months ago, saw that the contribution was going to be continued through, the contribution reduction was going to be continued through the duration of this government. So many of us just thought it was ingrained government policy. So I suppose it took a lot of us by surprise when Minister Lawless made his intervention last Sunday.
Definitely. From listening to students' reactions, what's the overall feeling? Are students feeling let down at all?
Look, students, of course, are going to feel let down. It was a big shock for this to come out in the middle of the summer, where a lot of students and their families are currently financially planning for the incoming academic year. Mm-hmm. And I think just a lot of students now are left in a position of uncertainty where they don't know what kind of fee they're going to pay. Look, I know Minister Lawless has come out and said that this is going to come on the back of some reform to the SUSE grant system. But regardless of that, the announcement came before the reform. And until the reform is in place, students actually have no idea where they stand financially at the minute coming into September.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe the increase in fees contradicts the government's stated goal of reducing the student contribution over time? It seems like there's two different things going on.
Definitely. Look, the two narratives are completely parallel to one another. Like, at one end, you're telling us that you plan to reduce the fee over the duration of this government. And on the other, in principle, you're raising it for a certain cohort of students come September. But the overall point, and I'll hit it again, is that students actually don't know. We're left in a seat of uncertainty where we have actually no idea where our fees will lie for the different income brackets come September.
Yeah. What message do you think is being sent to students by reintroducing the €3,000 fee? Just as many are still struggling with the cost of living crisis. We know that people are trying their hardest to get accommodation. Obviously, the cost of food has gone up, travel, all of these kind of things. And now we hear that students are going to be paying the €3,000 fee.
Look, I think it's quite hostile towards students, and I think it will have a chilling effect in terms of students who are currently in sixth year planning to whether they'll go into third level or whether they'll take up something like a trade. Ultimately, that's their determination to make. But, you know, I just think from the perspective of students and where we're coming from in terms of the cost of living crisis, this is certainly not welcomed.
What is the main message that you and the UCD SU want to send at the protest outside Leinster House tomorrow? Obviously, you're hoping that there's going to be quite a lot of students out there protesting.
Yeah, look, of course, we're really hoping that we see big numbers at the protest tomorrow. But I suppose the main thing from students want right now is just clarity, because currently we just do not know what we are going to be paying.
How are UCD students engaging with the protest movement? Do you expect a big turnout from your campus?
So we're not too sure really on where the numbers are going to lie at the minute. At the moment, obviously, students are home for summer. They're on J1s in America, or they're working to save financially to contribute to the various fees and rents they'll have to pay throughout the academic year. So we're really not sure what to gauge from student numbers tomorrow. But the main point that we're saying to students is that we will have a presence. We will represent them and ensure that their voice is heard at the national policy stage.
And what other organisations are taking part tomorrow aside from yourselves?
So aside from UCDSU, you have AMLE, which is the overall students' union movement in Ireland. They're the national movement. So they've really been leading the charge on this front. So we're happy to join them out on the picket line.
And aside from reversing the fee increase, what other measures do you believe that the government should introduce to make student life more affordable so that we're moving forward in supporting students?
Look, the point that I would make is one that I'd reiterate from earlier, is that right now the statement came before the reform. So if Minister Lawless in principle is agreeing to a reform, which let's just say will help students from worse off backgrounds, and particularly that squeezed middle cohort that don't always hit the income thresholds for benefits, but end up having a massive financial burden when their children go to college. I think the government really needs to look at them as a group that that action needs to be taken on.
Mm-hmm. If the government refuses to reverse the increase, What would be your next steps as the student president?
Look, our next steps have been what we've set out from the start. We obviously put out a very strong statement on the government to reinstate the cut from the get-go. And we spent the intervening period liaising with different TDs from across the political spectrum on the issue. And we've decided, basically, as we move down the more direct action route in terms of a protest, that we keep the communication channels open so that we can ensure an adequate resolution for our students.
For sure. Michael, if anybody wants to find out more, if they are interested in going to the protest, what are all the details so that they can get organised and maybe see you up there at the protest at Leinster House?
Of course. So we're going to be outside Leinster House at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Look, we'll collect sometime around either 1:45 or 5:30, actually, on that front. And we'll be out there, and there'll be UCD SU reps out there. In conjunction with us, there'll also be AMLE reps. As I said, that's the National Student Movement in Ireland. So they'll also be outside. And look, there'll be people who will be there to give people banners or any flags or any other merchandise that they need to protest.
Brilliant. Michael, thanks so much for your time. I wish you all the best with the protest. Thanks so much for coming on to talk to us here on the Hub on iRadio. And no doubt I'll be catching up with you again very soon.
Thanks very much.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.